I'm sure it's a question you've got before as a manager. It's a question I've asked Dave Brundage a couple times. When you have the restraints a little bit of having to develop players and follow the guidelines of the parent club, but also competing for that pennant race in the International League, what's that balance like? How do you prioritize it when you go out there every day?
Well, I think it depends on each organization is a little bit different, but I think most organizations, and this one included in Minnesota, would say that, sure, we want to develop players, but we want to develop winning players. So whether it's a 50-50 balance, whether it's a 55-45, we all know who the prospects are. You know, you might have a left-handed hitting kid who struggles against left-handed pitching who's a prospect, and somebody on the bench that would hit, would be a better at bat, but that's not going to happen. But I think you show up, look, there's so much movement at this level, and Brundy knows it, all of us know it at this level, that you've got to show up with a group of people that just are there to win every day and do the best they can. And if they play winning baseball, normally development, to me, will take care of itself. And I think that's the way we approach it. And one of the reasons I'm here with this organization is because that's the way they approach it.
Well, it's been competitive, and I'm sure it'll be competitive all the way down the stretch. Let's talk a little bit about some of your guys on the team or in the organization. Byron Buxton you had for about a month. A lot of people were surprised when he got sent down. He was struggling a little bit at the major league level, batting under 200 at the time, and he's expected to be a superstar in this game coming up for a while. He's back up with Minnesota now, but what was he working on while he was here? What do you see from his game?
Well, Bucks, it's about hitting. Look, he's a great athlete, can steal a base, and, I mean, he can fly. And plays a great outfield, has a plus arm. But you need to hit in this game. And the learning curve for hitters, to me, it varies from guy to guy. Max Kepler, who was here, is there now. And his approach is probably a little more refined than Bucks. And he's having a little more success at the big league level than Bucks. I think Bucks will eventually hit there. But he's got a little different swing. He's got huge work to do plate discipline-wise and getting pitches to hit and then doing damage when he gets them. But, again, you know, it's like we'd all like to see him there hitting 300 right now. It doesn't always happen that way. And whether it's the Philly organization or the Twin organization, it doesn't really matter. So I think it's going to take a little time for him. And to that end, he's working like crazy up there and trying to compete at the toughest level on the planet. So that's not easy either. But he did a great job when he was here and you know, it looks to me like they're going to stay with him and give him every opportunity to get better at the big league level.
And he was a first rounder a couple of years ago, a top prospect rated in all of baseball. Kepler was one guy I was going to ask you about as well. How about Byung-ho Park? He's a guy who the Twins paid big money in the offseason to bring him over from the Korean League, hit 50 homers there last year. He was batting just 191, excuse me, in the majors, and now he's back with you as of July 1st. What do you see from his game?
Well, we just need him to relax and play. And he's got a little bit of a wrist issue now, so that's not helping. So he'll get the night off. But the numbers he put up in Asia were fabulous. And thus the signing bonus and all that goes into acquiring those kind of players. But, again, there's no guarantee that those guys are going to show up and you're going to have the next Ichiro who just shows up at the big league level and is great from start to finish. So he's got some work to do. We're hoping he would come here, relax a little bit, get back on his game, and then get him out of here and back to the big leagues where I think he belongs. But, you know, again, there's no guarantees in this game. Paper is great, but, you know, you've got to do it on the field, and he did struggle there, and I think we're hoping he'll relax, have some fun, work on things and have some success at this level and then take a shot at the big leagues once again.
Let's talk a little bit about your coaching career here with Mike Quadi, the manager of the Rochester Red Wings. August 22nd of 2010, I bet it's a very fond day in your career. It's the day that Lou Piniella retired and you became the interim manager of the Chicago Cubs. First about that, were you expecting that at all? Did you know it was coming?
No, it's a pretty funny story. And it was, you know, that Sunday, Lou's last day, they were honoring Bobby Cox at Wrigley Field. And, you know, the fans of Chicago are fabulous. And Bobby loved Chicago. And it was going to be a great day. And for a manager of an opposing club to get honored like that and treated as well as Bobby did in Chicago was a little bit unusual. So that tells you the respect they had for him. Well, now Lou decides, and he makes a decision that weekend, the night before, to retire. And so we ended up honoring both of them on that day, which made it even a better day. And I was sitting at home on a Saturday night, I believe, and the phone rang, and it was Jim Hendry, who I've known for a long time. And he asked me to come to the ballpark. I was living three blocks from the ballpark. So, you know, in my usual pain-in-the-neck way, I said, well, just tell me what you want. I'm not walking over there right now. It's, you know, I'm having dinner. And He said, get over here. So I ended up going over there, and he told me what his game plan was going to be. And I had no idea. I knew Lou's mom was sick and that he was very concerned about her. But I had no idea that I was going to be the guy to take over. Alan Trammell, one of my favorite people on the planet, was Lou's bench coach. And I had a long talk with him after that because I figured that had to be tough for him. But, you know, just the range of emotion in that situation is unbelievable. It's unexpected. You get an opportunity to manage at the big league level, and you're just totally caught off guard. So we regrouped in a hurry and had a wonderful Sunday for those two fabulous managers, and then went on to Washington and was able to win our first game there, which was a lot of fun.
I can't imagine what that's like for you, because you were someone who spent a little bit of time in the minor leagues in the Pirates organization back in the 80s, and then finally as a coach you reach the big leagues, and then you reach the pinnacle of your profession, really.
That's what you're, you know, you're working. Look, I love the game. I've spent many more years in the minors than I have in the big leagues, but you're always in the back of your mind hoping that your progress will give you an opportunity to be at the best level in the world. And then especially, you know, I'm a Chicago guy, kind of born and raised there for the most part. So to do that in my hometown, dream come true, a lot of hard work, worked with a lot of great people who gave me opportunities. The list is way too long to even get started. And then, of course, Jim Henry giving me that opportunity. You know, unfortunately, things didn't work out the following year. And then a regime change came in and we were all gone. But something obviously I'll never forget, and something that I learned a lot from. And that's the other thing. Every experience you have, whether it's here or there, you get a chance to learn. And I learned a lot.
Last question for you. Mike Quadi, the manager of the Rochester Red Wings, kind enough to join us here today. Chicago Cubs have had a phenomenal season. You mentioned it. You're an Illinois guy, and you were the manager of the Cubs there for a couple years. What would it mean to the Cubs fans in that city for the Cubs to finally break this curse and maybe break through this year or in the next couple years with the young talent they have?
It's probably not describable, even for somebody from there like myself. And the drought has been so long, and I guess you'd have to look back at the Boston drought to see some sort of similarity as to what it would mean. You know, the fans have been so loyal there for so many years, and it would obviously be jubilation. And we always said whoever is there, GM, whether it's Theo or Joe now, who's ever there when that happens, the parade will be unbelievable. And I would venture to bet you wouldn't have to pay for a dinner or anything in town for quite some time. So it's a great city, a fabulous sports town, and you know, they're going to get it someday, and they've assembled one heck of a club right now, so maybe sooner than later.
Mike Quadi, manager of the Rochester Red Wings, appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. Thanks so much.
Okay, Phil, thank you.